So in my experience of recording on just an absolute shoestring budget, I've learned that one of the best upgrades you can do is to upgrade your preamps from just the preamps in your interface. Like, it can really help to take your recordings up a notch. And of all the preamp options that exist in the world, there are those that I call like the legacy preamps. And those are going to be like your Neve 1073, legendary, for a reason, they sound great. The API 312. Legendary. Avalon 737, a little bit more modern, but still legendary. But the problem is with those preamps is they are so expensive. Now, thankfully, we do live in a time and a place where a lot of companies are producing their versions of these preamps inexpensively so that we can all get our hands on them and we don't have to spend thousands of dollars on preamps. However, of all of those designs of those legacy preamps, there are a few that you can actually make inexpensively and they sound good, and then there are some that just don't sound good when you make inexpensively. So for a specific example, like the Neve 1073, if you get a 1073 and you start cutting corners, especially on like the power supply, but really on almost any of the components, if you start cutting corners, the overall sound quality and characteristic just starts to take a nosedive. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, you have this, which is where I was going with this whole video. So I do have an API 512C. So this is a legacy style preamp, right? Now I have the knockoff in my rack, and I'm actually going to keep the knockoff and I'm going to sell the API. Why on earth would I do that? Well, let me show you the knockoff that I've got. So this is the Cappy. It's the Classic Audio Products of Illinois, CAPI. This is the VP312. These things sound great. Do they sound different? Hell yes, they do. I mean, I say hell yes, but it's like a little bit. So the actual API, it sounds very open. It sounds, I don't want to call it transparent. It's got a transformer quality. It's just less saturated. But it's got this hi-fi kind of shine to it. Now the Cappy preamp, it's got that same kind of open sound to it, but it's got a little bit more of this like kind of vintage vibe, warmth kind of thing. And that for me is like the sweet spot. Like, I want it to be open. I want to get that API character, but I also want a little bit of vintage vibe. But that vintage vibe, I don't want to take it into a, like a fuzzy or woolly sound. And Cappy just like nails that sweet spot.